Attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder in adults is challenging. Adult attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, adult ADHD, can be better understood with knowledge. Photo by Frank Horvath on Unsplash audio version. People often use the terms attention deficit disorder, AD, and attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, interchangeably. This condition is sometimes called attention deficit disorder, AD, but this is an outdated term. ADHD is a broad term, and the condition can vary from person to person. Adults with ADHD have typically had the disorder since childhood, but it may not be diagnosed until later in life. An evaluation usually occurs at the prompting of a peer, family member, or coworker who observes problems at work or in relationships. It's been suggested that roughly one-third of people once identified with ADHD no longer have symptoms of ADHD during adulthood, leaving the other two-thirds still struggling. A balancing act for any adult. Adult ADHD. Adult attention deficit slash hyperactivity disorder, or adult ADHD, can be a very frustrating condition to live with. Almost all of the initial research and focus for attention deficit disorder was focused on children and adolescents, but adults are just as likely to have the condition as youths. The disorder normally makes itself apparent during childhood, with difficulties at school being one of the most common hallmarks of the condition, which helps to explain why so much focus has been on children with the disease. The fact is, children with attention deficit disorder grow up to be adults with attention deficit disorder. Characteristics. If you are an adult and you are experiencing some or all of these characteristics, you may have adult attention deficit disorder. Trouble focusing at work. Difficulty listening to people in everyday conversations. Find yourself interrupting people a lot. Losing things frequently. Are easily distracted from tasks. Are easily frustrated. Find yourself feeling overstimulated often. If you suspect you may be experiencing ADHD, you should consult your physician for advice and appropriate treatment. Treatment. Adult treatments for this disorder mirror the treatments used for children with the condition. The first step you need to take, if you suspect you may have an adult attention deficit condition, is to see a doctor. Other disorders can mimic an adult attention deficit condition, such as anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, depression, or bipolar disorder, and these must be ruled out before trying treatments for ADHD. Most health professionals will agree that there are also several non-medication-based steps you can take to alleviate some of your symptoms. Getting regular vigorous exercise has been shown to help a lot of people with ADHD. Also, a diet high in lean protein is recommended. Keeping lists, writing notes, breaking large tasks down into smaller parts, and taking other similar steps to counter your disorder will certainly help as well. Non-medication strategies and/or medication are options to consider. Talk with your doctor and decide together what method is best for you. Medications. The number of medications available to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD or AD, can be very overwhelming. The process for selecting the best medication to use is a very personal and at times, difficult decision. The ADHD medications prescribed to both children and adults are categorized rather broadly as stimulants. Stimulants are considered the first-line treatment for ADHD. Amphetamines fall under this category, along with methylphenidate, the most widely used treatment for ADHD. Non-stimulants are prescribed to patients who do not tolerate or see benefits from stimulant medications. Approximately up to 30% of patients do not respond to stimulants. Non-stimulants may also be prescribed for use alongside stimulants to treat symptoms that the latter does not alleviate. 3 non-stimulants are approved to treat ADHD, atomoxetine, guanfacine, and clonidine. Selecting the most appropriate ADHD medication can be a lengthy trial and error process of dosage and timing that is often related to a patient's history, genetics, experienced side effects, and unique metabolism. ADHD medication is also often accompanied by behavioral therapy and other non-pharmacological treatments. Alleviate the oppressive dark cloud of morning anxiety. 5 simple yet effective strategies to command power over your daily suffering based on personal experience. Medium.com. In closing, people often use the terms attention deficit disorder, ADD, and attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, interchangeably. Adults with ADHD have typically had the disorder since childhood, but it may not be diagnosed until later in life. Almost all of the initial research and focus for attention deficit disorder was focused on children and adolescents, but adults are just as likely to have the condition as youths. If you suspect you may be experiencing ADHD, you should consult your physician for advice and appropriate treatment. Most health professionals will agree that there are also several non-medication-based steps you can take to alleviate some of your symptoms. Non-medication strategies and/or medication are options to consider. Talk with your doctor and decide together what method is best for you. The number of medications available to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD or ADD, can be very overwhelming. The process for selecting the best medication to use is a very personal and at times, difficult decision. The best strategy to use is to become well informed about this condition, consult with your physician, and then make a joint decision as to how to approach treatment. Start living every day with confidence, passion, and energy. Immediately receive 2 free Tony Robbins products and additional helpful information by subscribing to my email list. Receive immediate access to preview an excellent physical and emotional well-being program providing real-life strategies. Receive immediate access to my free 5-day email course 5 Habits Toward Achieving Happiness and Success along with a special bonus link. Click here to subscribe. Rather not subscribe but you are still interested in the program mentioned. Click here. Take charge of your life, control your destiny. This audio file was created by Panopreter Basic. You can download it at www.panopreter.com.